Good morning.
It's been a while.
This or that? What do you think? I'm asking you that. This or that? What do you choose?
I'm gonna pick
or
that.
That or
that.
You guys are all fucking dumb. Obviously it was this. Okay, so today, I'm not with Benny, which is okay. I'm joined by three guest hosts. We have Colin.
Hello.
Camille.
Whoop whoop.
And Aaron.
Yo.
All right, cool. And so today we're just going to be talking questions, this or that. So we pulled up a page and we're gonna go to town. We're going to go at it. We're going to get juicy. It's going to get hot. Sticky.
Ooh, spicy.
Steamy.
Kind of, yeah.
A little moist.
A little, ew.
Oh, oh,
you had to. It's going to get a little damp. It's
going to get
a little dank out of here. All right, so all right. Yeah, what you got? Camille's got a page, and she's going to hit us with some questions.
Okay, so here's one. Would you rather, or this or that, I guess.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Eat a live worm, that's option one.
Okay, all right.
Or be locked in a room with a tarantula for an hour, but you don't know where the tarantula is.
Live worm, easy.
Is the, oh,
okay.
Does the room have lights?
Yeah, like, is it a lit room? Are there
objects? I mean,
can
let's
I
be
look
honest.
Let's
it?
Go with
okay,
go
okay.
Pitch
I
black
will,
room.
Let's put together, like, yeah.
Here's what this is.
Pitch black room. There's nothing there. Like, it's just
empty
an empty room.
You and the tarantula.
In a tarantula. So
and
it could be in the corner.
Pitch black?
Yes.
In a pitch black.
I'm going to have to go with the worm.
Hell no. I'll eat a worm.
Yo, I'm going full Spider-Man.
I mean, do tarantulas, are they aggressive?
They're chill.
If you piss them off, they
exactly. Can't. So
if
you
actually,
so do you actually
like,
kick
you,
it or step on it or whatever?
If you can lay down for an hour, y'all good.
But what if it's on you?
What if it
I would
up all
freak
up
out if it was yeah. On me.
I no. Would, in fact, cry.
Yeah.
I would let it.
I'm going to have to go with the live worm, man.
I would eat a worm any day of the week before that.
I want to see all you eat some worms.
No.
Well,
this is
a hypothetical.
Yeah, this is a hypothetical.
You're right. Lock me in a room with that baby.
I think, although I... Like, there'd be so much fear. I would rather be in the room with the tarantula. Because
exactly.
Imagine eating a live worm, like, no.
You don't, like, chew on it. You just pop it in and swallow.
What if you got to hit at least 5 chews?
Oh.
And every
I'm
chew.
I'm still chewing,
no,
bro.
But every chew separates it into a new worm.
No, that's not how worms work,
it's not
work,
a lizard
bro.
Tail. It's not just going to, like, oh.
No, but, like, you know when you chop a worm in half, you got two worms?
But they're also,
yeah,
like,
but they don't...
hard to chop in half. So you probably wouldn't even chop it in half.
You'd
just,
you'd just
squish
be
it.
And then
like
he'd be wiggling.
Gummy
yeah.
Warm, but not tasty.
Wow.
Wow.
It's almost like that's what they were based off of. That's so
honestly,
silly.
I still think I'd probably do the worm.
You
I do not.
It?
I don't
yeah.
Mess with spiders.
Would you put a worm down your penis?
What?
Sorry.
Wait. Through the...
Through it.
Yeah,
through the,
no.
Like,
would you let a
the
worm...
Penis
why would I let that
your...
happen?
You mean to tell
your
me,
penis esophagus?
You want me to put a worm, a live worm?
You breathe it out your penis?
No, there's
you
just
breathe,
you don't breathe through your esophagus. You breathe through your diaphragm.
Well, no, but you know, the air travels through your esophagus.
No, it travels through your nose canals
and then through
your
esophagus.
No,
you're a goofy
yeah.
Clown.
Anyway. Okay, going back to the this or that because that was not a fun conversation.
Yeah, you all just went so off
okay.
Course. That
that's tangents, baby. That's
the next
how we
one.
Roll.
Tangents. You're right. You're right.
Shout out.
I don't know
if they're not juicy. I don't want it.
Oh, but I'm.
Would you rather sleep with Ted Bundy, but not know he was Ted Bundy?
Zac Efron, Ted Bundy, or Ted Bundy, Ted Bundy?
That's just an actor or
that's
the
a,
actual
an actor
person.
Or a serial
no, but like,
I'm
going to
know.
No, sometimes...
Ted Bundy. Would you rather get okay. Down and dirty with the real Bundy or.
Or what? Please.
Let me think about this one. Fuck Betty White.
Dead or alive?
But, yeah, I was about to say, right buddy, she's dead.
Oh!
Fucking dead. Get it on with Betty Dead, with dead Betty.
Wait.
All of.
Ted Bundy's also dead.
No, but like. Travel back in time, go to town with Ted Bundy, or...
I feel you gotta make it even and say they're both dead.
Well, then that's just asking you to have sex with a dead guy or a dead woman.
So just necrophilia.
Oh, okay, true.
No,
true.
So that's what I'm saying. Would you rather go to bed with Ted Bundy not knowing his identity as the serial killer, just but then getting serial killed, and then, or...
So dying after having sex, or having sex with someone already dead.
Yes.
That's what you're asking.
Dying after having sex?
No.
All right,
yeah,
I'm going to
yes.
Have to go with Ted Bundy.
So you get killed after sex, but you don't know that you're
going to
get killed.
At least I'm trying to have a good experience before I
with
die.
A man.
What if you're
with an older man?
You make the best out of it.
You're having.
But what if you're so good at sex, he decides not to kill you?
Impossible. But then, he's gonna.
But then you become like the person that he definitely has under their thumb. You know what I mean? Because he would try to keep you around.
Yeah, if you're a sex god, he's just be like, come back.
Hey,
let me holler at you. Let me holler at you. So
I'm I just can't.
All imagine. I gotta say is I'm sleeping with Tay.
How?
Okay, we on the same page.
I'm sleeping with Tay.
Just for
what you gonna get diving, at Betty? She in the ground.
No, I don't want to.
Just for diving deeper into this,
mm-hmm.
How long and like are we talking passionate or is it just like?
It's like a one night stand. Look, so like,
okay, but like.
It's whatever happens. It's if he likes you or not.
It's whatever. I think good you gotta take
this into consideration
if you're
too.
Fucking a corpse.
That not all right. So you pipe Betty for 5-10 minutes, or you do the full excursion with Ted, and God knows how that'll go.
What if the full excursion is 5-10 minutes?
It could be one.
Yeah, I mean,
he could be like, I'm not down.
No, okay. So you gotta take this into consideration, bro. Because
Ted Bundy never fucked a guy.
Women have also escaped from Ted Bundy. So.
Yeah, so you could escape.
Okay.
But then he's for sure going to try and kill you.
Going to try and kill you.
And Colin.
So, but then you want to
I was
run.
Already.
No,
I was
I'm not trying to because of course.
Some lady exactly. Got away from him and he never ran after her. He just moved to a different area.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Do you
want to
run that
risk?
This is
true.
No. She moved that
he,
as well, but
he ran away.
He ran away and went to a whole different. Yeah.
He like disappeared.
He was like, "I'm gonna start my quest somewhere else."
Right, but then you just gotta live with it. In the back of your head, you gotta be like, "He could come after me."
You kind of just live with that.
Sucks, but
you live looking over your shoulder.
Since you went back in time, then you find out at some point he dies. So we're good. He died pretty young. So
no, that's facts.
As soon as he dies,
it just depends when that happened.
That's true.
No, but like in this hypothetical, when you go
this
back,
this is a horrible hypothetical.
You have to live.
Can we all just agree that none of us are gonna have sex with dead Betty White?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like,
now we're just trying to justify
what,
having
what Jack
sex
is
with
saying,
Ted Bundy.
In this hypothetical situation, you don't just travel back in time to have sex with Ted Bundy and then come back. You go back and you have to stay there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You stay there and can continue living there, but he died. Fairly young. So let's say you meet him. Let's see when he died.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that.
You wouldn't know that.
Let me just
say you were like his second victim or something like that.
I
it goes on for a while
for
after that.
Hopefully this finishes soon,
this
but I found a good one.
Hey, look, all right.
So
it's coming. Group consensus. Everybody's piping Ted. Maybe.
Or getting piped by Ted.
Or getting piped by Ted.
Or both.
You weird, bro.
Yeah, you weird for that, buddy.
Okay, and on that note, we're going to move on.
Okay, this one I think is... This is kind of like a serious one a little bit.
All right.
But I think it's interesting.
So is sex with Ted Bundy, but...
No.
Jack
we're
was serious about sex
about
with Ted Bundy.
Going to another track where we're going.
Okay. All right. What you got?
So this one is, know the date of your death or the cause of your death.
Ooh.
So this one's interesting because it's like, either you know the date and you're just going to be living life until that
live
date.
Live until you die.
Exactly.
Or you know how to expect.
And you might, like, you know, let's say, for example, it's, oh, you're going to die getting hit by a car. So you
stay
away
cars.
From the streets.
Yeah.
You don't, you're scared to drive. You're scared to walk. Like,
yeah.
You just live with that constant fear of, like, if I somehow get close to this thing that's inevitably going to kill me.
See,
you don't know when.
I would choose to just know when. Because then it's like a due date. You know, I'm like, all right, I got a list. This is what I want to do. And I got to knock it out before this. Because if I know how I'm going to die, I don't want to be living in fear. Like,
yep.
You know, if
exactly
it's...
Exactly that.
If I'm about to get shot.
What if it's...
I would never go out.
That's true.
If I knew I was going
to
get shot.
Yeah.
Then you want to get to live your life to the fullest.
Exactly.
Oh,
which is why
okay.
I'd rather know
But what
when.
If you get shot at home?
You don't know when you get shot.
Exactly.
Like, somebody
well,
could break into your house
point,
and shoot you
like,
in your
I don't
sleep.
Live
that's what I'm
the
saying.
Rest
you
of
don't
my
know.
Life in fear. I'd rather live my life to the fullest and know its end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also,
I don't know.
For the sake of answering the question, I would do what he did, but you also have to keep in mind that with the date thing, right? You knowing it technically changes it because it, like.
But like, if it
the
were
whole
like,
timeline thing.
Well, okay, let's say.
Hold on, bro.
For,
I know you're
sake,
not bringing Loki timelines
into this. I didn't watch Loki.
For sake of
this
clarification, let's say at birth they're like, you die October 8th. 2080.
It's
okay.
Just inevitable.
Okay.
Like,
so, like,
this
like
is
a,
when you die.
Black Mirror thing. They're like, this is your
yeah.
death
yeah.
date.
This is your death date. This is it. Like, don't. Now that you know it,
and maybe
like,
you were
yeah.
supposed
or
to
like,
die
no
one
matter
way,
what,
but you're just gonna die
like, yeah.
that day.
Like,
I would
live,
do that.
Live
only
accordingly.
Because,
this is when you die.
Like Jack said, it would force me to live every day to the fullest.
Yeah.
And I feel like living every day to the fullest just...
I don't know.
At that point, I would just be like, let's die. What if you throw a curve on it? What if your death date, like, gives you a maximum of 25 years? Like, from birth to 25. Okay. But, or your unknown, if you know how
you die.
But they promise you at least 50. Then what do you
do? Oh.
Wait, okay, going back to the original question really quick. Yeah, My thing is just, like, if you know, like, you're going to feel like you're wasting your days. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what if you have a day you're, like, you didn't do that much. And you're like, oh, my God, I just wasted that day. And, like, that's, like, a stress of, like, every day has to be the perfect day. Like, you have to accomplish something. Like, that's something, especially, like, beginning of the year. Like, that is true. Being 2022 right now.
I didn't even think of it that way.
And then for me, it's just like, what if it's just like you die of old age? I'm like, all right, I'm 19.
That is true.
I have time.
Like, you never know. Like,
or if it's like you die,
you die in a plane crash.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I'm not traveling anytime.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I don't have travel plans.
I don't know.
And yeah, I guess in that way, you could like avoid it. Like, you could extend your life.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly what I meant by my question, right? So, like, say you know you die by a plane crash,
you don't get on a plane.
I guess technically you could not get on a plane, but a plane can
crash.
So you don't know.
It somehow would happen, but
like something like that where you could like avoid it and change.
Yeah, like
everything.
Change your path. I guess.
I think I'd rather know how I die.
Sorry for the abrupt cut. We had to move locations, so if there's any...
Aaron just pooped in the room, and it smelled so bad that we all just, like, had to leave immediately.
Aaron actually, like,
stood
up...
Oh my god, I'm laughing so hard.
Aaron stood up on the table, ripped open his pants with his mouth, and pooped on the table. I don't know how it happened.
I'm so happy you don't have, like, a video version of the podcast.
Like, it would have been very scary for the world to see that kind of power releasing from a man... It's kind of frightening, you know? So, I mean,
Aaron is currently shaking his head in grief.
Aaron is. While simultaneously being like, oh, that totally happened, and I totally did that.
Yep, I did that.
I'm so glad you recognize it. You heard it here, folks.
That's my Portland.
I think I've listened to it.
You've heard it here first. You've heard it from first, folks.
First.
God bless America. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
So
we're going to continue with our questions with the this or that. Shout out the feature. Now, Camille, ask us this or that. All right,
here we go. I got another this or that.
Shout out.
This one's a little silly, goofy mood. Here we go.
Kind of... Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Option one. Okay. This. Always feel the urge to pee.
But never pee or what?
Just you always...
Even if you pee, you still have the urge.
Let me finish and you'll...
Okay.
Always feel the urge to pee. So it's like constantly you feel like you have to pee.
You're saying, okay.
Or never know when you have to pee, so you always have to wear a diaper. Because, like, it's like, you don't, like, you're like a baby. Like, you,
like,
just,
all of a sudden you just pee.
Because, like, you don't have control of your bladder, basically.
Okay.
For the urge to pee, is that, like, you're, like, literally about to piss your pants? Or you're just like, oh, I need to pee within the next...
I think it's going
to... Enough to be annoying.
It's
enough to be like,
discomfort.
I have to pee. Like, enough to make you, like... rush through events.
Wait,
you
so
know, like, if, not like a dire if I don't get to a bathroom right now I'll explode, but like a put some pep in your step, get to a bathroom.
And you're always gonna feel that.
And yeah, and that's constant. I think that'd be a good motivator.
Even if you have that and then you go pee, it's still
it's
there.
Still there. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then my other question is with that, how do you know when you actually have to pee?
That's probably
you just like it just comes in stronger.
I feel like
I think that's what it's like. You always have some level of discomfort, and then when you have to pee,
and
it
just
goes up, and you're like, all right.
You're like,
well, I feel
pee.
Like it would just become the norm at that point, then, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But you're like, you know, you release, you're like, oh, but then you still
but then,
always
but then
like,
you're
so
not.
That would just make peeing super enjoyable.
Right.
Like you pee and you're like, yes, and then you're right back to square one.
Where you're like,
personally,
oh,
I would go with diaper.
You wearing a diaper all
just because
forever?
I don't want to have that feeling.
I feel like it'd be a good motivator.
No,
like,
I,
you're
feel,
like,
I
feel like
I
would probably just have to pee all the time.
What if you have to like sit in a quiet room and you start doing the pee dance because you can't help yourself?
I don't know. I hate the feeling of having to pee. Like when you have to pee so bad and you're like, like that's that's the sound
like
of pee. You're like,
I feel like that's when you're constipated, but whatever.
No, it's just like that front squish on the intestines. You're like, But I guess pee is stored in the balls, so it's a little different for you guys. But
yeah, because that's biology right there.
Yep, I am a bio major.
Penis sword in the balls, and the balls are free hanging. So, you know, like, what could possibly go wrong? No, but, like, yeah, peeing's kind of lit. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
But I guess I would always want to pee. Wait. I always have the feeling of wanting to pee, because then every time you pee, like, you're just like, damn.
So you know how you said, like,
something about
you
that
always
just
need to pee,
right.
But then when you actually need to pee,
it's
a little
just
heightened,
even more.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what if when you do pee, it drops from that heightened level to just you needing to pee?
That's what it would
that's,
be.
That's exactly. You just repeated
it. Wait, so then how is it fun? Because I thought you were saying the fun part of peeing is the release.
But
it
yeah,
is.
Because you go from, oh my God, I have to pee, to like, oh, I just kind of have to pee.
Yeah. You're like, oh, because if it's a familiar feeling, you know how good the release is.
Yeah.
And
you
then,
still get the release. Like, you're like, oh, I don't have to pee as much.
Yeah. You're like, now I peed.
Now I'm in a pickle.
It's like drinking a gallon of water and pissing a half gallon. You're like, God, that felt good,
but
I could go for some more.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I feel like that's totally valid.
I think I'm going to still stick with the diapers.
But tally in the expenses of purchasing diapers.
Yeah.
For life.
And also, it's
I'll tell you, my
pretty
boy,
noticeable.
Adult diapers do
what
not get cheaper.
Swear?
Adult diapers don't get cheaper than the baby ones.
What if
I think they go up.
Well, they're definitely, they're bigger.
So they're bigger.
It's more material. They go up. So your cost of life now increases just because you're a bitch. Like, you don't know when you got to pee. And so you got to stay. You got to keep the gat on your body? Nah. Although you could store stuff in your diaper.
No, but then if you pee your shit, it gets all nasty.
But you control your poop.
It.
You know when you got to poop.
Okay, yeah, your poop.
So you
could
store
pee,
you could,
because the part of that was that your pee, you never know when.
You never know, so it could
oh my
just
gosh,
happen.
So
but if
you
store stuff in the butt of the diaper, you're good.
But
that
it
would
absorbs
be clutch,
up
though.
Too.
No, that I'm would sorry. Be clutch, because every time you poop, you pee. So
that is not. I mean, yeah, every time you poop, you
okay.
pee, but not every time you pee, you poop.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I don't.
So
know.
You would hit or miss, like. If you just had to poop a lot, I would go with the diapers because
yeah.
then if you poop consistently,
you poop
like
and...
say you're a 3-a-day kind of guy, you're like, I'm good.
Yeah, you're yeah. totally chilling.
True.
And I guess sure. also if you watch your liquid intake, like you know you won't.
Yeah,
pee.
Like you could try and time it out, like in the mornings, not if you have something and not drink.
But
a
it's
kind of
like you know, it's like we said before, it's like a baby, like it's just gonna
like,
happen.
Just, you
like
just
you
pee.
Just
yeah.
can't control. It's like oh, I have to. Oh.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you like, you realize as you pee, you're like,
yeah.
I should probably, wow, you know, like, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For me, I.
What would you rather do?
I guess I'd rather wear a diaper. I'm going to be honest. I don't like the discomfort.
I would just always have to pee.
Little diapers, make sure
I
you
I guess
know.
That would make every movie you ever watch kind of suck.
Yeah.
But also,
but also
no, but if you're
in
sitting
your
in a diaper. And you pee, you sit in your pee.
But it's not poop.
No, but you're still...
No, it's not poop. Poop, no. Poop smells. Pee, it's kind of just...
And you're wet.
It's just like a pad.
No,
wet.
But what if you had asparagus? It makes your pee
But
sing.
See, we don't deal with pads.
Yeah, we don't have to deal with
that's
that. We
don't
want to
deal with
that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd rather do a diaper because it's like, I'm already basically
like,
wearing one
already
sometimes, you know.
I guess then you would never need to buy a pad.
Yeah.
You got a diaper.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I'm
that's
just going to wear a diaper.
That's
you
a win for
you get a diaper for life. Shout out.
Don't know if it actually saves money or not.
I don't think it does. I think
like,
it actually might cost a little more.
Yeah.
A little more, yeah.
Like, maybe like the
but
same
at least you're
a
not
little
doubling.
More.
You're not
yeah, you don't
got to
double up, which is cool. Unless you heavy flow. you know how that goes. I actually have no idea how that goes.
Okay.
And I don't have any desire to.
I'm going to ask another one.
TBH.
Because I think this one's also a little like, huh.
Okay.
Okay. New website, because the other ones were getting boring. Fun. Would you rather be trapped in a rom-com with people you do not enjoy being around? It says enemies, but I'm like, none of us really have enemies.
It's like people
wait, like
yeah.
WandaVision vibes.
But keep going.
Literal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or be trapped in a horror movie with your best friends.
Horror movie.
Best
yo, that'd
yeah.
be
really?
So good.
Really?
Yo, that would be
like
so good.
Really? Like a horror movie.
do we ever die in this horror movie?
Probably it's
friend.
A horror movie.
But
it's a movie, so we keep coming back.
Yeah.
Or I was gonna say, like, we can control.
Yeah,
that
horror movie with our best
don't
friends.
Do
100%.
What they do in
let's
every
say,
horror
okay,
movie
let's
and be
say,
ridiculously stupid.
Let's say for like a week. Let's say there's a full week. Somehow, whoop, you're warped into
the movie.
A horror movie, but it's like a scary movie.
It's like as bad as it gets.
And
yeah,
like,
but I'm
you
with
could
my
be
friends,
tortured.
So I'm
you could
it.
Be dying. Oh. But it's not gonna be fun. It's a horror movie.
But you're with your best friend.
But I'm with my friends.
But you're with your best friend.
Yeah, but like, one of you guys is probably gonna die.
Yeah, I'm gonna be laughing my butt off while they die.
No, you're not. Because you know that's gonna be me.
You know that Jack is gonna laugh while I get tortured and murdered.
You know I'm not dying. About
this. Movies start and they end, but movies are watched multiple times.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Which means, no, but her thing is like, you get a week. No, you get a week. Like if you die
in that, I'm saying you're like in a week-long like movie setting.
You know if you mean? Die in that movie, so you die forever.
You're dead for a week?
No, you're dead.
Who knows?
Maybe. If you die in that week, you're done. Like, yeah. You're dead for life.
Yeah.
Oh. Personally, I might say rom-com because like, at least it's fun.
I'm going to have to go
like,
with
it's going
to
be
one.
Fun.
No, but what if you have the ass role of the rom-com?
No,
what
like
if you're the person everyone bullies? Because
no,
you're
the main character. In the, okay, this situation is a week long. You're the main character.
Oh, so you'll be falling in love with somebody you hate.
Maybe, but it's only a week, and then I'm like. Pff.
Okay, but actually, I think.
Like the rom com would be like funny. It's like, oh my god, we're going to Hawaii, and like, I'm going to pretend to be your girlfriend.
You fall in love
what?
With someone that you hate for a week, or you possibly die
and get
never
tortured.
Come back.
And
okay, but when you put it like that,
that's, like, the, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, but let's say let's say Aaron's way, where if you die in the movie, you're dead for a week, but then you're back. So would you rather party up in a horror movie with your besties? Or fall in love with somebody you hate.
I don't want to die. I don't want to get feel. I don't want
to
have.
No, but then you know what's coming. Circle back to the death question. Then you know what's coming.
No, but yeah. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to feel a knife going through my chest.
That's because you're a fraud.
That's just
you're a sellout.
That's just not wanting.
Okay,
to
but
feel
also
nice.
You know how every horror movie has that beginning like bad kill.
Yeah.
Who's gonna
be that kill? And then you're dead. You don't have to deal with all the torture.
I don't think you're allowed to die. I don't think you're allowed to die in the horror movies.
So you, but
wait, so you don't even die in the horror movies?
I'm gonna say.
Oh my god, I'm taking it even more now.
Okay, but you can be tortured in the most brutal way.
Yeah, but you're never gonna die.
Yeah, that's great. You know what I'm gonna say to that? Same time next week.
I mean, like vibes, I guess. But like, look, for me, like I think. If I'm with my best friends, like, it's us. If we all in a movie, right?
I'd be pooping my pants.
Hey, no, check me out. So if we're all in a movie.
I'd be laughing that you're pooping your pants.
No, and then because we'd be laughing, you'd be like, okay, this is kind of funny.
And then it's like, not dead.
And you'd be like, I'm alive, though. But see, that's what the thing. You know.
And then we could be like, you remember how you died last week?
Yeah, we'd be making jokes about that. Be like, remember when you got shanked?
What's a trauma?
You remember when you got shanked?
What's a trauma?
Not one, not two, not three, but like 84 times.
But look, you have the assurance that you're going to be back
you
with
know
your friends again.
Okay. And then circling back to like how you know you want to die, you know how it feels. You'd be like, I already died. I ain't scared of nothing.
I already been stabbed 84 said, times. Go ahead. Come
I've
at
been
me.
Dead. Come at me.
Okay.
What's good?
Anyways, I'm going to take the rom-com.
So what if you fall in love with somebody you hate and then those
really,
feelings continue
part,
in real life?
Say,
well, then I guess I got a boyfriend finally.
Also,
like,
no, but, also Jack, if but you fall in love with someone you hate, you don't hate them anymore.
No, but let's say you still.
Them.
Let's say you love them,
no,
but you hate
like,
everything about their mannerisms.
You, the two people. I'm talking you, the show.
Oh, I've never seen it.
You, okay, so in You, the show, the two people are in
you
love.
You, the
show.
You, the
show. He can't help himself of liking other females, and so she also is crazy like him. Sorry for anyone who's not seen You. But,
yeah, shout out all the spoilers in this show.
Spoiler!
In this episode,
I guess it's a little late, but like...
WandaVision, just... like, not that we spoiled it, but like, if you ain't seen it, well, you're late, and you deserve that.
Yeah.
And you,
if you ain't seen it, you're late, and you deserve that.
Yeah, but they basically, they love each other, and then at the end, because of their nature, like, because of who they are, they end up hating each other.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
okay, but, no, but
it's not like a thing like you hate that person, but you end up.
It's a rom com. You is not
silly.
A rom com. You
silly,
is a whole other.
So if you're in a rom in that situation, rom-com. I guess I wouldn't mind because then you you get to enjoy happy life.
And it's like funny,
but it's with a bunch of mid people, bro. Like I'm not trying to be in a
like
movie.
I kind of been. I'm
okay,
making the cast in my brain right
well,
now.
No, but
you're either with a whole bunch of mid people. Or getting stabbed
no, but,
and tortured.
Hey, but listen, though.
Are we on the same page, Colin?
Let me
flip you right now, because here's the deal. If you were the mid-cast in your rom-com, that means all the romantic gestures are also mid.
Yeah, but mid-romantic gestures are higher level than being tortured and stabbed and...
with your besties.
Okay, what if, okay.
What if it's not a scary movie?
What if
Human Centipede? What if it's Human Centipede? And wait, you and your best friend
Here's the deal. Then we would literally physically be bonded for life. Like, we would become so tight. I'd be like,
you'd be eating Aaron's poop. And I'd be going through into your mouth.
You know how close we would grow together?
I'd be like,
I'm going to be honest. If that happened to us, I don't think I'd be able to look any human face again.
I would have no fears with any.
We wouldn't, because we'd be in a Human Centipede.
For me, I would have no fears. I would have no fears with you guys. I would share absolutely. I'd be like, you've already seen, you ate my shit. I shit in your mouth, or you shit in mine, and, or both. Or like,
is that why people are into that? Because it like breaks that boundary?
Yeah, you're like, dude, then.
First of all, does fecal matter even have any?
What could you ever hold?
Makes them sick.
What could you ever hold between, like, from your friends if you've pooped in their mouths? If you've been sewn together.
Okay, so you're saying...
Have you seen Human Centipede?
You're saying
we've talked about it. We need to watch the other movies.
Version of this turns into a friendship-building experience.
No, but I've seen some funny-ass scary movies.
Yeah.
No, this is...
But
this
we're
is
saying,
it.
Like, the
this
worst
Okay, well,
kind.
If it's the worst kind of scary movie, then it's the shittiest rom-com. Like, you can't...
He's valid.
You can't compare the worst... Then you're in the worst possible rom-com.
Okay, like, but what? Define worst possible rom-com.
Like, nothing happens. It's boring.
Okay, then you just live your boring mid-life.
It's just bad jokes.
With some... No, but like not
with
even
some
like...
mid-people,
bad jokes,
sure.
Some weird people.
No, it's people... It's your, you get it's, to make the fun real of question is mid. Your enemies. You don't get... To, no, but you're in their world. You can't make fun of them.
You're the main character.
You're one of them.
You're the main character.
Yeah, she said you're the main character.
Yeah.
So are you're invincible in the
you're
rom-com
gonna,
scene?
You're going to grow
what does that
depression.
Mean?
Like you never die.
You're surrounded by mid-ass people.
I don't think people die in a rom-com.
Like... You could die in a rom-com.
You could die in a rom-com.
You could die anywhere.
You ever seen Mr. Right?
Plane crashing, baby.
No, that movie's funny. I want to be a Mr. Right. Put me in Mr. Right. Hey, what kind of toppings you want on your pizza?
cheese, man. No, but, you know, like, what if in the rom-com you get... You could still get shot in a rom-com. You can get stabbed in a rom-com.
But remember, it's the rom-com
But you're the main
realm.
Character. Why would they kill you?
Yeah, you're the main character.
You ain't
going to
die.
Cool
Spencer
character.
James got shot. Spoilers. We're gonna call this episode
Rest
spoilers.
In peace,
all American.
Like title it and then in parentheses spoilers
like,
for everything.
Full of spoilers. I hope no like don't listen to this if you've watched the television. At all.
Yeah.
No, but like you know what I mean. So I truly believe I would have more fun in a horror movie with my best friends because it's like
because
think about horror movies. Not most horror movies. The entirety of the they're. Throughout the entirety of the movie, there's really only one or two, like, torture bad scenes. The rest of it's just suspense.
This is true.
So, like, we did a haunted walkthrough together.
This is true.
And
oh, but
I
she
had a
cried
blast.
Twice.
But.
I did cry.
Did you come out of it having fun?
Yeah,
would you
but
do
I
it
did
again?
Cry.
Would you do it again?
I would skip that one room.
But you would do it again.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'd do it again.
I feel like we're bending the rules
so,
a little
but
bit.
Also, yeah, I was about to say, like, that's. "Quote unquote torture." You just got shocked. You didn't get like cut and stabbed and torn to pieces and like
I know.
Bamboo under your fingernail shit. But like,
that's up to whoever is after you. Like, what if they don't do that?
But we're thinking worst of the worst. Like they will do that.
So then, how about this?
How about
not worst of the worst? Just your average horror movie, your average rom com.
Your average horror movie, I'm just gonna say, I'd say baseline is a guy is like, he runs at you with a knife. Like, he spends his movie trying to kill you.
And for a whole week straight, you're running away from a guy with a knife.
Yeah.
That could honestly be the funniest.
That could be
yeah,
so
I was gonna
fun.
Say, like, can I defend myself? Because bang, bang, motherfucker.
Well, like, not even, like, you and your, bro, I would start throwing pots and pans at the motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
I'd
run into grocery stores and, like, hit him with a shopping cart.
If everything is mid, movie. If the horror movie's mid and the rom-com is mid, I'll take the horror
because
movie.
Because it's like, you could, in a horror movie, you could dick around and do whatever you want.
Like, imagine this movie, you're running across
make
the,
movie the
country.
Better.
Yeah, exactly.
You're running across the country away from this serial killer who's out to get you. That's so many experiences in every single state that you go.
I don't know. Personally, I love horror movies and watching them.
So
you don't
want to
be in it.
But I don't want to be in it.
Okay.
I'd rather be in a rom-com.
Fair.
Little cute fits, and then someone's like, ha-ha.
Someone
like,
be like, what's up, Shadi? You'd be like, what's up? And then a week later, you'd be like, I was just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Then okay. A week, right. Then that next
Maybe
week,
Maybe I'll go
person.
On a fancy base. Maybe I'll go to a fancy country. You're running right.
That's,
running
no,
away
that,
from a guy with a knife.
Okay, what if we're running from somebody with a knife, travel to a fancy country?
and you're still you can't enjoy yourself. You're on the.
We had the best time of
okay,
our
yeah,
life.
Okay, yeah, you're still you're also running away
okay,
trying to
also,
not get kissed by a weirdo.
Also, keep
yeah,
in mind.
Yeah, this question has turned to run from a pedophile or a murderer. Like,
yes.
Who would you
this
rather?
This or also, that. Run from a pedophile or run from a murderer.
Yeah. No, but Camille.
Yes.
Think about it. Uh-huh. We traveled to this fancy country. We don't care what happens there because we're running from somebody with
yeah,
a knife.
We break
so
the rules.
So we're going to break the rules, do whatever we want, and we're going to be gone.
You're just like
you're just gonna be like trying to enjoy it and like having to.
You're gonna be sipping a latte while freaking.
You're gonna be
Jamaica
sipping a latte.
Over there is
you're
taking weird pictures of you.
Jamaica.
That's that person's name. So,
is she going out with Jamaica?
Well, no. Jamaica's trying to get at her.
No. So you got whoever you don't like the most. Making moves at you all week.
So and Aaron's making moves at you, Camille.
Aaron's making moves at you.
Come on,
all
I can't.
Week.
There's no way I'm that low on that list.
Nah, I'm just playing. You got.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, okay. There has to be something worse.
So here's the deal. You spend a week, no matter where. Who do you dislike? Anyone. You can make up a name.
Like,
I guarantee
most,
you.
Make up a
don't
name.
Worry,
but
I
give
guarantee
a thing.
You they don't listen to this podcast.
I can't think of like. A lot of no.
Okay, so that person
is
spending their week trying their hardest to like get you, win you
they
over,
are stalking,
fall
like,
in love
everything.
With you.
Have you guys ever seen a rom com?
Yeah.
Oh no, we're not on this rom com thing.
No,
we have shifted this entire.
Yeah,
thing.
I mean, I've seen a rom com. This ain't that. This is pedophile or murderer.
Yeah.
So that guy.
Not really pedophile, just like creepy stalker.
Just weirdo.
So you.
Now we're back.
Now we're on you. So or, this guy that you have in your head is pulling
I mean,
out.
If I don't know about it, then I guess it's not.
No, but you would know about it.
But you would.
Oh, then I'll just be like, "Sup, baby, take me to dinner."
No, but like,
wait, and
like,
he
whoa.
Would. But here's the thing: okay. If you said, "Sup, baby, take me to dinner," and then he would you pull through? I mean, you have to. You're
I mean,
the main
if it's
character.
Free dinner. Then
wait, no, okay,
yeah.
No, but it's a free dinner.
Yeah, but he's trying to touch
like,
you.
Yeah, he's all getting touchy.
I say we sit on opposite sides of the booth, babe.
Well, then he no then call that guy Kip because he's gonna be touchy with his toes.
Have
he's
you seen?
Be all up on you.
I just watched that movie the other day too. Oh my
have
god.
Have you seen you?
No.
Oh, so you wouldn't get it. But you? Basically,
I mean, I know enough about it because like my roommates all watched
well,
it. So
because he loves you so much, he's gonna start. Again, spoiler, he's going to start killing all the people that...
So this is going back to a horror... You is, like, too mushed in
you
between.
You is too much of a...
So
everything.
What if we all just lived in you? And then one of us had a love interest, this and then the odds of one of us die...
Are there. They're yeah. present. So would you...
I'd take it. That'd be funny.
I live in you.
I've never seen the show, but...
I've never seen it, but I'd be down.
Sure.
Also, I think I'd be a really bad stalker.
I think we'd be so funny.
No, you'd be.
I mean,
getting
we are
stalked.
No, but like, I'm just saying. Like, as, I would be a bad stalker.
But the pro of getting stalked is you don't know what's happening.
But what if you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, but all your loved ones
like,
are getting killed.
What if they're the stalker
it?
That's like,
okay,
oh,
so yeah,
I know
here,
you were at the cafe at 3 o'clock yesterday.
Oh, that's true.
You look
like
so
some
cute
hush type thing.
Whatever.
I'd be
yeah.
like, thanks, okay. I really tried.
No, okay, so let's say you're in this situation, and this guy takes you out to dinner, and then you're like, oh, I have plans to go hang out with. Jack, Colin, and Aaron, and then he's gonna be like, "I killed them. You're free."
Yeah.
Like,
or like
stay
he,
with me.
He mails you something. Like
he mails
a
you like my finger,
you know
his like
from,
foot,
like,
and Aaron's ear, and he's like, "Don't worry about them anymore."
Yeah.
Ew.
Exactly.
You can be with me forever.
I mean, he's cute. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
okay. Yeah! You gonna let all of us die? Cause
yo, you're already dead. You're already dead.
You're a sellout.
What am I supposed
fake.
To do?
Fake.
No,
fake.
What am I supposed to do?
Fake.
What
you're
do I
fake.
Do if you're already dead?
Bring my friends back.
Who are you talking
what
to?
You, what friends. You do if we're already
bring
dead?
Who are you talking to?
My friends.
Camille, what you do if we're already dead is you don't date the guy.
Well, then I'm probably going to die.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
You go to the authorities.
You'd be like, hey, yo, this guy
that's
killed.
That's the whole thing, that the authorities couldn't even do anything to him because...
No, but like for protection.
He is the ultimate like.
He's Superman of stalkers.
He's as
oh,
good
okay.
as it gets.
Then...
Okay, your accusation is dumb because if you're already dead.
I don't want to lie. No, no, we're not dead. I'm just missing a finger. He's missing an ear, and he's down a foot.
Yeah, no, I got the worst out of this.
but yeah, he kept us alive.
I don't know, man. I'm just here. I can
no,
only
honestly,
hear
I'll take a prosthetic
one.
Foot.
Yeah, not bad. That's not that bad.
I can only hear
foot.
In one side.
Yeah, well, that's just Jack's life.
That sucks. Believe me, that sucks.
I'll just be like. Hey,
you'd be like, can you sew it back on?
You good?
And then, and you know what we'll say? All right, so phone me and ask me if I'm good.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm missing a finger. All right, now call Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, you good?
Why did you say?
and then hit Colin.
Colin, he hasn't answered the phone. He can't get there without a split.
No, it's okay. I got a prosthetic.
Okay. Colin, you good?
I mean, honestly, like, things could be better. I'm missing a foot, but the prosthetic's kind of cool.
So Colin's fine.
Jack's not.
Okay.
Aaron's not.
Okay.
You're fake.
Should have chopped off another foot.
I'm just kidding. No, okay. Well, he said I can't go to the authorities.
No.
Am I supposed to go She-Hulk on him? Like,
yeah. Come on, Bokey Hokey.
Come on, Bokey.
Hit him with your best.
All right. We're not bringing that in here.
Hit him with your best.
You would have to end up playing his game because.
Yeah.
That's, you gotta play.
That's how you save yourself.
Call me Love. That's your name, right?
You're weird.
Actually, yes.
Yep.
That's surprising.
Kind of, you're a suspect.
No, but now I'm trying to stick up for you guys.
I appreciate that, but I'm already missing a finger. So you failed.
Well, you're not dead.
You.
How did I fail? No.
What if I was, like, missing four limbs and in a wheelchair? Would you wheel me around for the rest of my life?
I think you wanted.
Would you?
I think
you're going to be pushing my wheelchair for life, is what I think.
Wait, you lost a finger. He's the one that lost a foot.
No. I'm saying, no.
Just because you lost a foot doesn't mean you need a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got crutches, bro.
I got a prosthetic, bro. I'm good.
Because I'm chilling. No, but she was saying, I was like, if I'm missing a finger, she's like, well, you're still alive. And I was like, well, what if he did worse? What if he harvested my kidneys?
Okay, but it sounds like no matter what, I have to go on a date with this guy.
No matter what, you have to submit to this guy, basically.
Why'd you have to say it like
that?
Yeah. You're already like a weirdo, bro.
You know what I meant.
Can we move on? One more question, then we wrap this up.
One more quick question.
Yeah. Just something like pizza or pasta. I'm going to say pasta.
I'm going to say...
Dead honest, I'm going to have to go with pasta because I'm pretty freaking good at making some fresh pasta.
Thanks, okay.
That's tough.
We'll go with the bougiest of both. The best pizza with any toppings you want and the best pasta, however you like it.
Yeah, still going pasta, bro.
What if you get only that for the rest of your life? It can be different varieties of that, but would you go pizza or pasta?
100% at
that point,
going
I would
pasta.
Go
I would...
pizza.
Nope, pasta.
You could have a veggie pizza. You could have a meat lover.
Have you seen an Italian person's physique that eats pasta?
No, I mean, that's true, but like...
When you want pizza's winning. No, for pizza, it's like you'd be flatbread. That's technically a pizza.
Yeah, you
flatbread,
could have a high-rise. You could, have
you could put so many
you could have a Chicago. There's so many.
You can have lasagnas. You can have freaking...
I'm not going to lie. I'm raviolis. Not the biggest pasta person.
But is the cheese under the sauce?
Cheese is under the sauce. Chicago-style pizza.
Is it Chicago-style
pizza? Chicago-style
the cheese
pizza.
Okay, well, you can have cheese, like, cheese wheel pasta.
I could have cheese on a pizza.
Yeah.
You can have pasta literally made inside of
you can
cheese.
Have your you mom made inside
I've
of
I've had that before.
Pizza, however you
was
want
it good?
Yeah. Had a little Italy.
But pizza's good, too.
Yeah. It's probably really expensive, though, huh?
Well, actually, I didn't even get it. It was my friend got it and I ate some
first. You can use many sauces for pizzas.
You can use many sauces for pastas. You can actually use more sauces for pastas.
Yeah, but that's not the question. It's not whether what you can do more. It's what the person wants more.
Yeah.
Pizza wins for me. Final
answer. Pizza. So, yeah, those are tough.
Buzzing.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Pizza. That's how my pizza button goes. Well, you know, on that note, this or that, end the podcast or keep it going. I'm going to end it.
End it.
All right.
Guess we're ending it.
You know, we're close to, real quick. We are close to a season finale. This is not it. But it was cool, though. And then we'll be, you folded. We're going
to. You folded, you folded, you folded, you folded,
you folded, you folded, you folded, you folded.